Welcome to those that are joining with us today. We're continuing in the book Meshivas Nefesh, Restore My Soul. We're up to the part that deals with excerpts from Likutei Halachos, Rav Nosson Zal's magnum opus, and we're up to paragraph 98, that's based on the Laws of Witnesses, chapter 5, paragraphs 9 through 14. Rav Nosson Zal tells us, "Hayetzahara v'cheiloisav heim bechinas edei sheker." The Yetzahara, the evil inclination, and all of his forces, "Hayetzahara v'cheiloisav heim bechinas edei sheker." The Yetzahara, the evil inclination, and all of his forces, are compared to false witnesses. Shemachnisin b'leiv ha'odom ha'hefech mikol anal. They try to inject into a person the opposite of everything that's coming from the side of holiness. Kihu hamesis, hu hamediach, hu hamastin. The Gemara tells us that it's the same angel that tries to convince and seduce a person into committing a sin, and it's the same angel that after the person, once the person has done it, goes up to heaven and testifies against the person, prosecutes the person, and then comes back down to actually execute the punishment against the person. Because at first, this angel tries to coerce and convince the person and cause the person to do what he wants them to do. And then he goes ahead and testifies against the person and prosecutes them above and below. And just as this angel prosecutes above in the heavenly court, trying to block Hashem's kindness and goodness from being bestowed upon the Jewish people, so too this angel works inside the person's heart, and tries to weaken the person and discourage the person, as if there's no hope, there's no chance that you can ever correct this and make it better. And it's about this that King David cries out in the book of Tehillim, in the book of Psalms, that false witnesses have risen up against me. Shehem hasitrachra. These are the forces of evil, the forces of the Yetzirah. Sheroitzim lohoed b'leiv ha'odom hefech min ha'emes, ularchiko b'yoser chas v'shon. Who enter into the heart of a person and testify. They want to attest to the fact that you can't correct this. You can't fix it. You can't make it better. And thereby distance the person from Hashem. V'alkein nosan lanu Hashem yisborach train sa'adin. And it's in order to counter this that Hashem has given us two witnesses, Shehem Mila Utfilin, Oy Mila Vishabis. As the Gemara tells us, each and every single Jew carries with them 24 hours a day these witnesses, their circumcision, the Bris Mila, and the Tfilin during the 6 days of the week. Or on Shabbos, it's the Mila, the Bris Mila, and the Mitzvah of Shabbos. Ki kol zman sheyesh lehodom shnei edim ne'emonim anal, hey meidim u'mavtichen lo'i b'chol eis, sh'adayin chavivu se gabon. Because so long as a Jew carries those witnesses with them, these two, they attest to the fact that Hashem still loves us and is still with us. So long as we're still privileged to have these two witnesses with us.
Vaydeze yeshlanu koyach levatel ulachnia hoede sheker anal,
על ידי בחינס הדרך לתשובה, שכולו גם כן מבחינס שני עדים נאמונים, בחינס לוחי סוידס. And it's with the help of these two witnesses, and with the help of the path of tshuva itself, which is also a dual path. It's a path where a person is confident that no matter how high the person rises, they still have a long way to go. They're still, Hashem is still way out there in front of them. Or no matter how low the person falls, Hashem is still with the person. We spoke about this in the past often, that the path of tshuva involves two also, boki ba'aliya, boki b'yerida, boki barotzi, boki b'shoiv. It's these witnesses that will combat the witnesses of the sitra achra, that try to convince the person, that try to discourage the person every which way. As long as a Jew is holding on to the witnesses, the edim of kedusha, they can counter it and they can strengthen the person and help the person actually succeed. The next paragraph, 99, is based on a different chapter in Likutei Halachos Choshen Mishpat. This time it's the chapter that deals with loans, Hilchos Halvot, chapter 5, paragraphs 5 and 6. Tzorich kol echod mi Yisrael yizoher mo'oy levli liyayish esatzmoy b'chol hayomim horoim ve'itim l'ro ho'iv r'molov. Each and every single Jew has to be extremely careful not to give up and not to get discouraged when they're going through bad days and difficult times. Rak adarabah, just the opposite. Kol ma shemizgabon olav yemei ro, shem amido yisro esugiyotzi yoser yoser. But rather, when the person is experiencing these difficulties and these bad times, the person has to analyze their situation and find, even within these difficult circumstances, to be able to look for and discover the holiness, the letters of the Torah that are found within these days, these difficult days, these bad times. Ki be'emes ein shum mokoim nomuch v'yorud boilam, v'loi shum yoim v'eis uzman boilam, she'ein shum divrei Torah, v'chiyus elikus, behelam u'betzimtzum, she'mechaya oisoi hamokoim v'azman. Because the truth is that there is no low place in the world, and there is no bad time that doesn't have some Torah and some spiritual life that's hidden there some way, that's injecting, that's infusing life into that place or into that time. Ulefomim mapila shem yisporach es odom lemekoymo yiskoelu b'mechuvon b'shvil nisoyon. And at times, Hashem will intentionally cause a person to fall into such a place, into what we would call a bad place, or into a difficult time, what we call difficult times, for the sake of testing the person to see im yizgaber shom lechapes ulevakesh koroi es hatoiv hamalubosh betoich mokoy muzman ra'kozeh. To see if the person will gird their loins and will strengthen themselves to search properly to find the good that's found within that place and within that situation. And if a person does that, they can change things around. They can cause a slingshot effect, where this yurida that they had, this going down, can serve as a springboard to propel the person to a very high place, which they couldn't have gotten to any other way other than by experiencing that yurida, going through that test, going through those difficult times of being in a bad place, and being able to withstand the test, and being able to connect to the good in that place or in that time. And the result of this could end up in a yerida tachlis valiya that can benefit the person tremendously. The next paragraph, Kuf, paragraph 100, is still based on Likutei Halachos Chosh Mishpat. This time it's the chapter that deals with collecting a debt from orphans. Chapter 3, paragraph 17. Be'eis shehodom rochik migdushasa yisborach. V'hu nov anod u'metultol. V'deich anoyse migdushasa midechi aldechi rachmon alatzlan. When a person is feeling distant from Hashem, and the person is wandering from one place to another, each one getting kicked around in a sense from place to place, and all of them not making him feel too spiritual. Afal pikein im hu chozok v'yametz levakesh v'lidroi shulachapes v'lachter b'chol eis ulezgagea v'lichsoi v'lavakesh es shav anafshoi. If despite all of this, the person seeks out their beloved. They seek out Hashem. Hainu lizkois limtzoyos yisborach. Azai afal pi shadayin oivrim olav yomim v'shonim harbe v'einoi zoich lamotzi yisborach leskor v'ilov. Then even if the person is going through years, many years, where they're not connecting completely with Hashem and coming close to Hashem, afal pikein yeda v'yamin ki b'chol eis v'eis al yidei kol bakosha v'chipus v'al yidei kol drisho drisho shedoyre shumavakeh shumachapes limtzei kvoid kishos yisborach v'al yidei kol haboto v'gagua shemabit v'toilein avorachmi yisborach v'al yidei kol tnua utnua shepoine lagdusha. Then the person should know that every iota of effort that they put into this, every aspect of the search and every yearning that they have towards Hashem, and every time that they turn heavenwards, waiting for something good to happen, waiting to connect with Hashem in some way, and every slightest move that the person makes towards Kedusha, al yidei kol zeh zoiche b'chol pam l'shaber choymo yisbarzel v'dal sois nechoshes. The person in reality is breaking through walls of steel and doors of copper. Afal pi shachakach mezgabron olav b'chol pam rachmon olatzlan. Even if the person feels that every single time they advance a little and progress, they have set another setback. V'afal pi kein ein yegioi lorik chasushon. Despite that, every iota of effort that the person is putting in is going to pay off. And there isn't a single iota of effort that a person puts into trying to come close to holiness, to Hashem, to Torah, to mitzvah, to a Talmud Chacham, that goes lost. And if the person will be persistent to continue searching, no matter what they're going through, that person will definitely, eventually, make a real good connection to Hashem. Ubevadai tzrichen lavor al ha'odom idon ve'idonim harbe. And it is definitely a fact that each and every single one of us has to go through all kinds of different times, especially including difficult times. V'kamo yamim u'nahorois u'tohoimois u'meimois mechulofin tzrichen avrolov. And oceans and rivers and canyons and all kinds of different things have to pass over the person. U'bekamo midborios hamaleim nechoshim v'akrabim gedoilim v'nairoim tzorech avor bohem. And each and every single one of us has to pass through deserts that are filled with snakes and gigantic snakes and scorpions. Ad asher zoicha lehikones l'sharei hakedusha b'emes. In order for the person to be able to enter into the gates of holiness, just as the Jews did in the desert when they left Egypt, in order for them to get to Eretz Yisrael, they had to go through such places. So too, Rav Nosson Zal tells us The reason why this is documented in the Torah is as a message for each and every single one of us. That each and every single one of us that wants to get to Kedusha, that wants to get to Eretz Yisrael, which represents holiness, has to be ready to go through a desert. 40 years in the desert, and snakes and scorpions and all kinds of trials and tribulations. V'zeh hadovor yefsher levayer klal ad heichen hodom tzorech leschazik. And Rav Nosson Zal says, it's impossible for me to describe to you how much encouragement you're going to need to make it through this. Afal pi shekvar zocharnu bo zeh harbe bezras Hashem, even though we've spoken about this often, at great length, afal pikein adayin tzrichen lamoidoi kilocholet. Still, there's a lot to learn about this. Kilochol echod nidme she'olov einonu mechavna medvoreinu, because each and every single person, when they're going through these kind of things, and they hear these words, they're always thinking to themselves, "Well, this doesn't relate to. This doesn't apply to me." Ki hu yesh loy menias kele venitpas betavoyse vemsudosei kol kach at shelish kamoyso yefshroid loshu bemes lashem yisborach, because the kind of obstacles that I have and the degree that I'm trapped within my evil desires and all kinds of yetzaharas is to such an extent that it's impossible for me to really achieve any real spiritual success. Because I've already been through years of bad experiences and of being in bad places. To the point where the person doesn't believe that they can escape the darkness. This is what each and every single person who's going through difficult experiences spiritually, this is what they feel. For Rabbeinu Zecher Tzadik Levrocho, Hoyokoyre Tagor Al Zeh Moed, and our rabbi, Rabbi Nachman, cried out about this desperately. The Omar Bazeh Holoshen, he said these words, Gewald, Zaitach Nit Meyayesh. He screamed, please don't give up. Umoshach ma'oi tevas gewald. And when he said the word gewald, he said it, he stretched it tremendously. The word gewald is an exclamation, like a person saying, oi, I beg of you, don't give up. Ki be'emes ha'koil yecholim lizkois lizkarav l'Hashem yisborach. Because the truth is, every single person has the ability to come close to Hashem. Even by just exercising this advice that we just gave, dahinu sheyechapsu v'yivakshu v'yitztaru v'yizgagu lo shuvei l'visporach, by the person searching and feeling pain and yearning about the fact that they want to return to Hashem, they want to come close to Hashem. V'soif kol soif yizkarvu l'Hashem yisporach ha'yidei zeh. And eventually, the person will definitely end up coming close to Hashem through this. V'oz yiru shein shum tnua dekdushin avedes chas v'shalom. And then the person will come to realize that there wasn't a single iota of effort that they put in, a single move that they made, that went lost. V'aydekol tnua ubakosh eshum avakesh eskvod yisborach. And every single slightest move that the person made towards trying to do a mitzvah, towards trying to study Torah, towards trying to pray, every single move made a tikkun, made some type of correction, some type of rectification, to the point where eventually this person will be able to achieve tremendous heights. The next paragraph, 101, Inyan ma she'osro liyayish esatz moiloilom, utzrichen lizchazek moid beretzoinois v'kisufin chazokin digdusha. Regarding the fact that it's forbidden for a Jew to ever give up, but rather the person has to try to keep arousing within themselves yearning and desire for holiness. Ulahamin, and to believe, she'horotzoin ba'atzmoi hu gam kein toiv, that the desire alone is very special. The fact that a person wants to do good, wants to come close to Hashem. And that through that alone, it's possible for the person to achieve complete tshuva, complete repentance, to the point where their distance from Hashem ends up being serving a slingshot effect and bringing them very, very close to Hashem. And the fall should turn into a major elevation. Look in the book Likutei Etzos, in the chapter that deals with desire, with yearning, paragraphs 27 through 29, where this is elaborated on. The next paragraph, Kuf Beis, 102. Inyan eich shetzrichen leschazek moed, laharbois betachnunim utzaokois vehispoidedus, regarding the fact that a person has to try to motivate themselves, to invest tremendous effort in praying to Hashem, in speaking to Hashem, in one's own words, and crying out to Hashem. Afal pi shenitmeloi shezeh kamoi shuoisek bozeh, ve'ena roi shum pula klal, despite the fact that it looks to the person as if they're not seeing any progress, afal pi kein al kol ponim hu bebechinas mecho neged asit rachra, sheloi tuchal aidei zeh lahachzik benachlosoi chas v'shalom, loilam. Still, the minimum that this serves as is a protest, thereby breaking the hold that the Yetzer Hara has on this person's possessions or on this person's being. Rav Nosson Zal bases this on a concept that we have in Hebrew law. There's a concept of squatter's rights, that if a person finds a territory, a piece of land, that seems to be abandoned, they don't see anybody living there, and the person moves in on that piece of land, and they stay there for a certain period of time, 3 years. And throughout those three years, nobody comes to protest their being there. That alone could serve as taking over ownership of that piece of property. Whereas, if during that period of time, someone came along and said, "Hey, that's mine. You can't stay there. You don't belong there." If someone just said those words alone, and there are witnesses to attest to that, that's called a mechor. That's called a protest. And that stops the clock. That stops the calendar, where it's no longer ticking in the benefit of the squatter. The fact that somebody came along and protested and said, "Hey, you don't belong here. This is mine." The fact that the person made a protest, that alone can change the actual law of the ownership of that piece of property. Rav Nosson Zal tells us that if this applies to ownership of physical things, like a piece of property, how much more so when a person who's trying to get close to Hashem, who's trying to rise spiritually, and the person feels that they're being harassed and attacked by the Yetzer Hara, and they keep failing, they keep giving in to their evil inclination, they keep repeating the same sin, again, whether it's overeating, whether it's smoking, whether it's drinking, whatever type of taiva, whatever type of evil desire the person is trapped into, whether it's oversleeping, overworking, any kind of indulgence in something that's wrong, if the person simply goes along with the Yetzer Hara, then that person could be looked upon as if they're a full member. Whereas if once a day that person allocates time to say, "Hey, this isn't what I want. Even though I'm doing it, it's not really what I want to be doing. It's just that I feel I'm lacking in strength. I don't have the strength to overcome the temptation, to overcome the desire. But this is not where I want to be. This is not what I want to be doing. I want to be strong. I want to serve Hashem. I want to be doing the right thing." That mechor, that protest, can change the law in terms of where that person is registered. That person is not considered a member of the Soton, of the Sitrachra, of his party, but rather the person is declaring that I'm somewhere else. I don't belong here. I belong elsewhere. The next paragraph, Kuf Gimel 103, is based also on Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat. This time it's the laws of partnerships, dividing a partnership. Chapter 4, Halacha Dalet, paragraphs 3 through 6. In this chapter on the Likutei Halachos, Rav Nosson Zal touches on one of the basic laws regarding ownership of land and regarding a person's where a person is standing, whereby the Torah tells us that wherever a person should be, even when a person is standing in a public domain, the area immediately around that person is considered theirs to a certain extent. This has different applications depending on where exactly the person is, but the Gemara tells us that each and every single person has arba amos. They have 4 cubits, an area of 4 cubits in all directions that's considered to be that person's domain. And this has applications regarding the laws of Shabbos, regarding carrying from one domain, from a public domain to a private domain, etc. Different applications in Hebrew law. Rav Nosson Zal tells us, Ha'odom yeshloi arba amos b'chol mokoim k'moshom razal. Arba amos shelodom koinesloi. A person, an individual, has an area of 4 amos, wherever they are, that serve as that person's domain, and if something falls into that area, that alone could put it under the ownership of that person, if it's within his 4 cubits. Ve'elu hu arba amos hem bechinas arba oisyos havaya kemuva. And the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that these 4 cubits that each and every single Jew has correspond to the 4 letters of Hashem's name. Yud, then He, then Vav, then He. Hainu, ki b'chol odom yesh boi shem havaya baruch hu kemuvan b'zohar HaKadosh. Each and every single Jew possesses a connection to Hashem, meaning that person has a contact with these 4 letters of Hashem's name. V'shem Hashem ze b'chinas oir ho'emes, b'chinas Hashem oiri. And the name of Hashem represents light and truth. There's, as the pasuk says, Hashem is my light and my truth. Ki emes Hashem li'olam. Ki b'chol odom, b'chol mokim shehu, afilu b'dyuta tachtoina, b'chinas reshu sarabim, she'esha machiza sachitzonim. Because each and every single person, no matter where the person is, even if they're out there in the street means public domain. The street means where all kinds of things go on, and not all of them are good. Afal pikein bevadai gam shom, yesh boy adayin eza nekuda toivo, hamushreshes boy. Still, that person possesses a spark of good, an aspect of good that's innate in that person. And that spark of good represents that name of Hashem that's found inside each and every one of us, which represents a light of truth, a certain degree of honesty. And it's from this light, this connection to Hashem, this truth that's inside each and every single one of us, that corresponds to the 4 letters of Hashem's name, that's what gives each and every single one of us an area of 4 cubits, these 4 amos, even when the person is standing in a public domain. Ki afilu im hodom b'mekoymos hachitzoinim, b'chinas reshus harabim, gam shom yesh loy mokoyim. Because even if a person is in the street, in a place where there's all kinds of bad things going on, still, even there, the person has a place. Ve'ein shom menio bitul boilam. And even there, a person who wants can knock out any obstacle that would block them from connecting to Hashem. Ki gam shom yesh loy arba amos, shem nimshochem b'chinas oir ho'emes, sh'aydei zeh roye kol ha'psochem sh'yesh b'toich ha'choshev ha'sitra achra. Because as the Torah tells us halachically, that even within public domain, there is a certain private area. There is a certain area that's yours where you can make a stand, in a sense. When we say it's yours meaning you can block out certain negative forces from invading that place. You can declare your position, this is my position, and I'm not going to be pushed around. I'm not going to let myself get sucked into what's going on around me. And by a person realizing that, that will give the person the ability to see their way out of the darkness, out of the sitra achra. V'zoicha levarer ulahoitzi kol hanitzutos hakdoshim hameshukoim shom. And the person can actually succeed in finding and extracting the sparks of holiness that are found in such a place, in public domain, and elevating them and bringing them closer to the holiness. Vaideze koine kol hakinyonim. And this is what makes the person, gives the person the ability to acquire things, to have possession, even within the public domain. Vze gam kein b'chinas arba amos sheyesh lodom b'shabbes gam b'rshus harabim. This also relates to the law that even on Shabbos, when a Jew is not permitted to carry anything in public domain for any distance, still the Torah tells us that wherever the person is positioned, they do have 4 cubits around them in every direction. That's considered theirs. That within that 4-cubit area, they can move things. They can move an item from one place to the other.
V'chein afilu hayoytze chutz letchum, yesh loy arba amos.
And this applies even to a person who on Shabbos has walked outside of the boundary from which they're not supposed to leave. In other words, we know that on Shabbos, if a person is not in a residential area, they're limited as to how far they can walk. They're given 2,000 cubits, which is approximately between 3,000 and 4,000 feet that the person's allowed to walk in an area that has no residences, not within a city. You know, we're talking about an outside area. And even if a person leaves that area, person would say he broke the law, he went out of that boundary, so he's stuck, he can't move at all, can move. Within the 4 cubits surrounding him, within there he can move.
Ki elu ho'arba amois hem b'chinas reshus hayochid yichudei shel olam.
Because this 4-cubit area that surrounds a person represents the place of Hashem, private domain. Because it draws on a spiritual level from these 4 letters of Hashem's name, which represents a certain light of truth and honesty that shines upon a person no matter where they're at. Even if a person, as a result of their sins, has left the boundary of holiness, has left the boundary of civilization, of where a person is supposed to be,
hafal pikein yesh loy mokoim gam shom.
Still, even though he's crossed the line, he's out of bounds, even within out of bounds, there is that 4 amos. There is that connection to Hashem.
V'gam mishom yochel adabek satzmoy v'lo shuel v'isporach.
And the person has the ability to connect with Hashem there and to return to Hashem. And the most important way to succeed in that situation is by drawing oneself to the truth, seeking truth.
And
if the person will be honest with themselves, and they'll be honest about things around them, that honesty, that light of truth, will serve as a flashlight to help a person be able to find the exit signs to help them exit from whatever problem they're in. Ve'yishbor kol hamaniyos ve'ikuvim va'bilbulim hanimshoch mi'aklipos.
And the person will be able to break the obstacles and the confusion that's coming from the klipos, from the forces of tumah, of impurity,
shehem neturei tara, ho'im demetzal pesach digdusha.
They are the guards that guard the entranceway, blocking a person from trying to enter into holiness.
Bebechinas, as the Torah tells us,
la pesach chatos roivetz,
that the sin lies down at the entranceway to the holiness, blocking the person from being able to get in there.
V'hem machshichen eni odom kol kach,
and they place darkness in front of the eyes of a person to such an extent,
at she'enoi roya ha-pesach, to the point where the person doesn't see the exits.
V'nitmeloi kilu ein shum pesach lefonov likonis elakdusha,
and it seems to the person as if there's no entranceway, there's no way to get into the kedusha from where they're at.
Machmas goydel hamaniyoi shemishtatchen lefonov,
because of the tremendous obstacles that have laid themselves out before the person.
V'al kein ikar hatikun v'hoeitzel azeh
hu rak emes. And therefore, when a person finds themselves in that kind of situation, the only solution for the person is honesty, sincerity.
K'al yidei sheyamshich atzmo elo emes,
to the degree that the person will be honest with themselves and with people around them,
yireh shein shum maniyah klal,
that person will be given the ability to see that there are no obstacles.
V'hakoil hurak b'achiza seinayim,
it's all their imagination.
V'yizke lirois ha-pesach digdusha,
and the person will be able to see and discover the entrance into the holiness.
U'likonis sham lavetach,
and to enter in there securely, solid.
V'ze b'chinas arba amoy shenoisin lo'ilodam lefnei ha-pesach,
Lafarik shomasoi kemavur befnim. This is also the concept whereby if a person's house borders the public domain, the law is that we give the person whose house is there, we give them an area 4 cubits in front of their house, which is part of the public domain. It's considered to be that person's private property to the extent that they're allowed to use it to take their load off, to unload what they're carrying. In other words, in order to make it easy for the person, and in order to a person who's carrying a heavy load, the Torah says, what's considered a heavy load? When a person is feeling depression, when a person is feeling the burden of sin upon them, that's a heavy, heavy load. When a person finds themselves in Rishus HaRabim, in public domain, where you have all different kinds of confusion and forces of evil, you know, that could prey upon the person. And in order for the person to be able to get into their private domain, they're given this area, a bridge-like, the bridge being the 4-cubit area in front of their house, where they're allowed to unload. They're allowed to unload their burden there, and from there be able to bring it inside, into the protection and security of the private domain.
I'd like to pause here now. If there are any questions or comments, if they could please be presented in writing. And then we'll go on and continue to complete this shiur. Regarding paragraph 98 that we had earlier, where we spoke about the two witnesses that attest to a person's connection to Hashem, Shabbos is something that applies to male and female. The tefillin that the man wears, there are commentaries that say that the counterpart to that in women is their tznius, their modesty, the covering of the hair, the wearing modest clothes, that represents the same holiness that a man takes upon himself in putting on the tefillin, is what the woman takes upon herself by conducting herself by conforming to the laws of modesty of the Torah. The next paragraph, Kuf Dalet 104, which is based on the same chapter in the Kotei Halachos we discussed earlier. This time it's paragraphs 5, 6, and 8.
Lefomim ha'odom nichnas lavoides Hashem u'maschil la'alois midargo ledargo u'pit'om nidmeloi sho'un esrachek me'agdusha mo'oid lebechinas katzvei eretz v'yam rechoikim.
There are times when a person is advancing and progressing in coming close to Hashem. The person made a new start and they're climbing one step after another, growing, getting better, improving, more religious, more spiritual. And suddenly the person feels a whack which sends them flying across the world, just about, to the opposite extreme, to the opposite end.
Ki roye shechoizren voilen al machshavtoi, machshovois v'taivois v'hirhurim, masheloi olu al machshavtoi ze kamo yomim oishonim.
Meaning, for example, the person who has gone through years where they weren't battling certain types of bad thoughts, and suddenly, out of nowhere, after a period of years of being free from that, suddenly it's back in full power.
Al yipoil leiv ha'odom olav al yidei zeh.
The person should not be discouraged whatsoever through this.
Ki lefomim zehu letachlis shleimus tevosoi.
Because at times the reason why this is happening to the person is in order to help this person complete the tshuva that they're trying to do.
Ki machmas shekvar higia lamadrega kazushu besomoch lagdusha mamish.
Because of the fact that this person has advanced and advanced to the point where they're starting to get close to where they're supposed to be.
Veroitza lichnois lepnimius hakdusha.
And the person wants to enter way, way inside, into holiness.
Alkein yefsheloi likones lashom. At sheyachzor ve'yelech derech hamekoymois hapegumim shoyesham betchila.
It's impossible for the person to be allowed to enter into real holiness without first going back and going through similar experiences to what they had in the past, similar tests, and being able to v'yisakein mashepogam and be able to correct what they did wrong previously,
v'yachzor v'yavarer v'yale kol hanitzutos hakdoshim sheridim l'shem ha'yedei v'noisov,
and thereby be able to elevate all kinds of sparks of holiness which this person caused to fall into the hands of impurity as a result of their sins. Now when that person goes back to that place again, and this time they do it right, they correct the things they did wrong before, the person is given the privilege of restoring all of those sparks of Kedusha that they caused to fall, to be damaged and harmed. The person is given the ability to find them and to bring them back into holiness. And this causes tremendous, tremendous accomplishments within the spiritual realm.
Bebchinas Ktoiris,
on the level of the highest sacrifice in the Holy Temple, which was called Ktoiris, the sacrifice that was made of the 11 spices, the incense, of which one of the 11 was Chelbana. One of the 11 was a very foul-smelling spice, which when integrated, when brought into the other 10 spice, together with the other 10 spices, the 11 gave forth a fantastic sweet aroma.
Va'oz yizke lehikones lepnimius hakdusha mamish.
And when the person goes through that experience and handles it the right way, then the person qualifies and is accepted to enter into the way, way inside the holiness.
Ki ze ikar tanuga v'shashuav yisborach, kishemalin hanitzutzois hakdoshim meim ki aklipois.
Because this is the greatest pleasure of Hashem, when a Jew is able to restore, to bring back sparks of holiness that seemed lost, that seemed destroyed because of sins that the person had done in the past. And now that person, by going through some of those tests again, and this time doing it the right way, the person is given the privilege to return to Hashem those sparks of Kedusha which became distanced by what they had done before.
V'yochoy liyoyz kishenesrache kodom biyoyzer v'afal pikein umam shechatz me'el Hashem izborach b'chol pam.
And it's very, very possible that when this type of fall of being sent way out beyond the bleachers, they're knocked totally out of the arena. And despite that, the person doesn't give up, but rather the person tries within where they're at to pass whatever tests are being presented to them.
Sheyekabel Hashem Yisborach mimenu nachas ruach godol moed, that Hashem should receive tremendous satisfaction and pleasure from that person.
Because of the fact that this person is so far from the center of holiness, and despite the fact that they're so far away, they're still looking to Hashem, they're still trying to connect with Hashem.
Azai b'chol tnua utnua, u'b'chol hamshocha v'hamshocha,
such a person, with every single move, that tremendous pleasure to Hashem, and if the person will be determined and firm that no matter what, I'm still going to try to connect with Hashem,
eventually Hashem will have pity on the person.
And it's through these experiences that the person will eventually get to enter way, way, way inside the realm of holiness, purity, and closeness to Hashem. We'll hold it here for now. If there are any questions or comments, we'll open the floor and make the mics available also. The question was asked, does anyone ever really get to feel that they've entered into holiness, and how does one know that they have? The answer is definitely. A person trying to come close to Hashem, along the way, they experience certain highs. And there are times that they do experience a closeness and a spiritual feeling and something that's great. In terms of a person not being fooled into thinking that they're already at the finish line when they're still in the process of trying to get there, for that a person needs teachers and the guidance of Torah to be able to always guide a person and make the person aware of where they're at and where they're not at. Regarding the point mentioned earlier, as far as the two witnesses related to women, this is a point, this is not something there. It speaks about this concept of each and every single Jew carrying with them at all times two witnesses that attest to their connection to Hashem. And once again, it applies to men and to women. We'll hold it over here for now. Best wishes for a good week. We'll hold it over here for now. Best wishes for a good week.